charged now, but could be. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Two Memphis police officers relieved of their duty for their roles in the Tyree Nichols traffic stop turned beating that has five now ex-cops charged with murder. But that's not the only new fallout. The Memphis Fire Department has fired three emergency responders. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more.
According to an investigation, EMTs Jamichael Sandridge, Robert Long, and Lieutenant Michelle Whitaker responded to the scene on the basis of a first call of a person pepper sprayed. Chief Sweat said even after seeing Nichols on the ground handcuffed and leaning against a car, Sandridge and Long did not conduct an adequate patient assessment.
Instead, they all stayed in the fire truck. There's a search for gunmen in Lakeland, Florida, after a drive-by shooting into a crowd that left 10 people wounded. Too critically, Police Chief Sam Taylor.
Well, stuff like this happens. You know, it just kind of hits home with me a little bit that, maybe we're not a small town anymore. And it actually is pretty sad.
COVID's still here, constantly mutating. But more than 3 years after the pandemic was declared, a change is coming in the way the pandemic is handled by the federal government.
The administration's plan is to extend the emergency declarations to May 11th and then end both emergencies on that date. But Republicans are demanding that the COVID spending that has come with the declarations needs to end now.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Ukraine's getting new tanks to help fight Russia. Now it wants fighter jets. Ukraine's defense minister is in Paris today asking France to send them. The U.S. is not interested.
When President Biden was asked Monday,
the United States provides F-16s to Ukraine.
No.
Russian officials have said supplying Ukraine with advanced weapons constitutes direct involvement.
Fox's Jill Nato. Former President Trump's filed a lawsuit against Bob Woodward and his publisher, claiming he never gave permission to publicly release quarterly recordings of Trump interviews for the book Rage. Woodward and Simon & Schuster say that's not true. The former president knew and agreed. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's diplomacy on two fronts overseas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the West Bank today, meeting with the Palestinian leader the day after a sit-down with the Israeli prime minister. The defense secretary is in South Korea to deal with the North Korean nuclear threat.
Meeting his South Korean counterpart in Seoul, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin called the U.S. commitment to its ally ironclad.
You heard us say that a number of times, but that's just not a slogan. It is what we're all about.
And here's how that's being put into practice, sending more advanced weapons such as fighter jets and bombers to the Korean Peninsula. Additional joint training and planning. One exercise in the works is to practice their response to a nuclear attack. North Korea test-fired dozens of missiles in 2022, including ones designed for potential nuclear strikes on the U.S. mainland. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Already behind bars for sex crimes, singer R. Kelly is off the hook in another case in Illinois.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says she is no longer pursuing 10 sex abuse charges against singer R. Kelly.
Mr. Kelly is potentially looking at the possibility of never walking out of prison again for the crimes that he has committed.
The announcement 4 years after charges were filed, accusing the 56-year-old of sexually abusing four people, including minors. Kelly already serving a 30-year prison sentence after a federal racketeering conviction in New York.
We believe that justice and accountability has been served.
And wait sentencing for a federal conviction in Chicago on charges including child pornography. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down the day after selling as Federal Reserve policymakers start a two-day meeting to assess the economy, expected tomorrow to end up with another interest rate hike to try to drive down inflation. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.